For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill, broadcasting from Commodity Classic in Anaheim, California. This special report is brought to you by Midsota Manufacturing in Avon and the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Joining us, United Soybean Board Director and also District 7 representative with the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council, Jim Willers, talking about biodiesel, the importance of biodiesel. He's been working with biodiesel here in Minnesota since day number one. And of course, here at Commodity Classic, the big news is unveiling the biodiesel truck. Yeah, the biodiesel truck, which was built by the diesel sellers and their popular Discovery Channel TV show.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the grand preview of our truck that we're going to be glad to show it off to the world, and it's in the National Biodiesel Board's booth down in the trade show. We have the biodiesel brothers even coming in at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3, and I expect a whole lot of people in line doing, you know, getting autographs and taking pictures and whatever.
It really is going to emphasize Minnesota and what we're doing as far as biodiesel.
It does. It's helped us. What we want to do is get a big communication effort ongoing, and that's the avenue that we've chosen, and it's worked well for us.
Minnesota is a leader. You're very well versed in the history of biodiesel here, making this jump this summer. How big of a deal is this to folks who are maybe not in the biodiesel or agricultural circle?
Well, this has been good ever since we started biodiesel back in 2005. It's helped use up a lot of the soybean oil in the industry. Now it's up to about over 6 billion gallons of soybean oil goes into biodiesel. So that, you know, it's about 30% of the domestic production. So it's a big deal on the price. You know, they figure about 74 cents a bushel is attributed to biodiesel.
You know, we're here in California. You can't go anywhere without running into somebody talking renewable or solar or electric. I mean, it's very much on the surface.
The clean air initiatives here in California are such that they kind of lead the nation, but California uses more biodiesel than any other state in the United States.
Do we still fight a lot of concerns regarding biodiesel, or any pushback from, I'm sure, the oil side? We sure see that as well.
Yeah, we see it from the oil side, but as far as being used by the public, by the truckers and the farmers, there really hasn't been much issues in the last few years. I mean, technology has gotten better, and the product is excellent, and the quality standards are constantly improving. With the BQ9000s, they're always being updated, and it's been a very good trouble-free fuel.
We need to stress, I think, the environmental benefits. I think sometimes that goes overlooked, how proactive this industry is being.
Yeah, people need to, you know, remember back not that many years. There used to be a lot more brownouts in the cities, in these big towns. You don't hear about that now in the news, and that's actually because of biodiesel and ethanol, as far as that goes, you know, the cleaning up the air.
Jim Willers with Minnesota Soybean joining us here on Chasm Radio. This report also brought to you by Central Livestock Association in Albany and the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. From Anaheim, California and Commodity Classic, I'm Joe Gill.